Praise God for all our children and for my husband. I just want to share a little bit what happened to me in my life. I always knew that something was wrong within the system I was in. And I always wanted to do right and to obey everything, but I was so scared. I was scared to go to church because of what, you know, they still say things I did wrong, you know, and I didn't know at the time what it was. And I thought, this isn't right to have to go to a church, that you have to fear to go to church. And I kept seeking and I always thought, when I heard outside people say that they're saved, that they know they're going to heaven, I thought, I wish I could know. I just wish I could know. That was my heart's desire, to know that I can get to heaven. And praise God, I know. I had a near-death experience, and that was 2 years ago, actually, this week, 2 years ago. And I thought I was dying. The hospital rushed me to another hospital, thought I was dying. And for some reason, I had no fear of dying. Just something was different. I just didn't care one way or another. And just soon after I got home from the hospital, I was sewing. I got a new sewing machine, and there was a little pamphlet in there. It was Alvin Mass that wrote it. I don't know if any of you know Alvin Mass, but he must have been from one of these groups. I don't know. But he had a little pamphlet in there. Can you know that you have an eternal life? And I was almost afraid to read it at first because we're taught to throw things like that away, but I did. I knew exactly the spot where I was standing when I was reading it. And I didn't know if he was for or against knowing or not, you know, until at the end. And then there was a sinner's prayer, and I did that, and suddenly it was just like, I know that I know that I know. Oh, it was such a joy after that. But the Lord's been really leading me through some deep valleys now since that, and I'm getting victory over it again. And all my children are here except one, and I want you to pray for them. And his name is Aiden Mullet, and he lives in Minnesota. I just wish he could be here too. And praise God for everything.